1029 The Hog. Hello, this is Borna.
Hey, it's TJ Miller.
Hi, TJ. Got my co-host Mandy with me here.
Hi.
Hi, Mandy. How are you? I just talked to a lesser Mandy just recently.
Oh, a lesser Mandy? What made her lesser?
Well, she's not you.
Yes. I mean, I didn't want to say it, but you said it, so all right.
This guy, smooth.
I said it. A smooth talker, smooth operator. All right,
yeah,
guys.
You know what you're doing. TJ Miller coming to Milwaukee this November at the Improv, but you got the comedy album, Smooth Peanut Butter Out, TJ. Comedian, but you do more than that. You're more than just comedy. Acting, voiceover. What do people recognize you the most on the street when they see you, or do they just hear your voice and recognize you?
Well, it's both. There's some people hear my voice and go, hey, weren't you the Mucinex booger? I go, yeah, in fact, I absolutely was. It just all sort of depends, and it changes. I think, you know, before people loved me as, they loved me as from Transformers 4. It's different demographics, too. So I get a lot of Hispanic people that really love me in Transformers 4. I get kind of tech people that know me from Silicon Valley,
sure.
Marvel fans, Deadpool. So it really depends. But I think as an actor, I'm known a lot more than as a comedian. And so it's changing. But that's why I'm so excited about this album, because I've got a stand-up special, actually a couple of stand-up specials on my a couple of stand-up specials on my YouTube channel, but people don't know me as well as a stand-up as they do other things. And so that's starting to change, though. A lot of people are coming to me and saying, all right, I got to tell you, I love your stand-up comedy, and you're one of my favorite stand-up comics, or, oh, man, I didn't even know that you did stand-up, and then I saw you online, and I thought it was great. And so the stand-up comedy album is really fun for me because it is such a departure from what people know me from, and it's just a lot of fun. And it's a great example of my stand-up in that the beginning of it is totally an improvisational moment, and then the rest of it has got some of those moments, but a lot of it is kind of by-the-numbers material or stories from my life, so it's a lot of things. And I sell peanut butter.
Let's talk about that, because the last time you were in Milwaukee, which, by the by, you're coming back, I believe, in November.
I'm excited about.
You were selling peanut butter, and I was taken aback because I didn't know. And then when I went to buy the peanut butter, it was sold out.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it can be pretty popular. It's available on Amazon right now with my I'm going to send you guys some. I almost said I'm going to sell you some. I'll sell you guys some.
Okay, that sounds good.
I don't know. It's kind of, I feel like, for me, Milwaukee is a place where people can get into all types of food,
uh-huh.
You know?
Yep.
Certainly.
It's my peanut butter, and I was selling hot sauce, and then the hot sauce was going so well that I said, well, I love peanut butter, so why don't I? And I collaborated with a family in Indiana, a small business. I love this. You ready? Their last name is John Weed, so their last name is Weed. That kind of makes sense for the type of peanut butter I'm selling, because we have three flavors. Dark chocolate coconut, that's for the ladies. And then I've got cherry chocolate with real dry cherries, milk chocolate, and honey roasted peanuts. And then my favorite is Toffee Crispy, which is toffee, milk chocolate, and Rice Krispies. So it's pretty. It goes well with cannabis. Let me put it that way.
Right, just eat that right out of the jar.
Yeah, just take a big spoon and do that. I mean, that's what I think. That growing up, that's everyone's introduction to peanut butter, right? I assume then you're the type of kid, TJ, that just spoon it right out of the jug, because I could eat that stuff all day, mm-hmm. still to this day.
Right.
Oh, for sure. I didn't use a spoon until much later on, when I was told that was inappropriate.
Inappropriate
in mixed company.
Sticking the mitts in there and just scooping it out of there.
I mean, but yeah. I'm sure you've answered this question a million times. I'm going to ask it anyway. What was the transition from comedy and acting to condiments?
Oh, I love that. No one's ever done the alliteration of comedy to condiments.
Okay, nice.
Oh, man. Wait, see, you're the superior Mandy.
Yes!
I've talked about
yes!
this before. The other Mandy couldn't even got close to that alliteration.
Right?
I mean, this is powerful peanut butter alliteration. I think I just wanted to be the Paul Newman of comedy.
Fair
and
enough.
Just start getting it out there. Truthfully, I just was, I don't know. I love hot sauce and I love peanut butter. And I didn't want to sell T-shirts.
Yeah.
I didn't want my merch to be something that everybody else, you know, was into and or was doing. And so I kind of said, well, you know, what do I love? And the hot sauce came about just as it was a fluke. It was, I was doing a speaking of Mucinex, I was doing a Mucinex commercial. And they have you record wherever you are. So I was visiting my mother-in-law in Indiana, and she just lived in the middle of nowhere. So they found me a recording studio, and the recording studio was in this guy's barn. And so we did the record, then I get out, and he goes, hey, that was actually really funny. I go, oh, thank you. And he goes, no, I mean, usually those things aren't funny, but that was really funny. And I said, yeah, thank you. And he goes, you want to see my pepper patch? And I had never had a man ask me that, but I'm a progressive. You know, I lived in California.
Right.
So I said, okay, yeah. And it turned out he made his own hot sauce. And he would send me test batches. And then about a year later, he said, would you ever want to, like, collaborate on a, you know, a hot sauce? And I said, oh, my God, would I? Yes, absolutely. And that's how that started. And I have three flavors of that, Chipotle, Extreme Gangster Heat, Mandy, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
yeah, so. And which is Tabasco done right. And then a ghost pepper sauce that I can't even say the name of on terrestrial radio because there's so many cuss words in the title.
Okay.
But... you know, overall, you know, that did so well. But then I said, well, I also love peanut butter. Let me see if I can find a collaborator for that. The next up is pickles.
I was going to ask, what's next?
Yeah. Pickles. Pickles, and then my wife, I love bitters and soda. I'm drinking it right now.
Nice.
And my wife said, well, next up, you should do a bitter. So maybe that's in the cards as well.
Was it easy, once you had the hot sauce out, is it easier? I imagine, is the first condiment, is it like the first album is the toughest to do, and then the second, or they say the second one sometimes is the toughest to do. What was it like with condiments? Having one out there to make the peanut butter easy to market and do, or is it, how do I follow up hot sauce?
You know? I hate to say it, but the peanut butter is more popular than the hot sauce because some people don't like hot sauce, but everybody likes peanut butter. There was one guy who I said that on stage, everybody loves peanut butter. And he came up after, he says, everybody doesn't love peanut butter. I actually don't like peanut butter. And I said, really? And he goes, yeah, because I'm allergic to peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, oh, you pronounced that wrong. You said, I don't like peanut butter. And what you meant to say was, I'm sad. I'm a sad man because I don't get to eat peanuts.
Right?
So, yeah, everybody loves peanut butter, and it's been doing even just a little bit better than the hot sauce.
Do you ever have any venues that are like, can't bring that in here? We don't know if someone's going to have a nut allergy.
I hate to say it, but comedy clubs don't care too much about that.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad
right?
There's one place on
right,
earth that,
like,
you know what, your health is up to you. You got to right? You gotta figure that
don't
out. If you know what? We're not going to babysit you.
What is that? I travel so much. What is that about airlines saying, oh, you know, we don't take any peanuts. We're not giving out peanuts because people have a peanut allergy. It's like, do they smell it and they get an attack? I just don't understand how if they don't eat it, do they think somebody's going to throw the peanuts up in the air behind them and they might be kind of yawning and then that's the end of their life? What?
It's in their mouth.
I mean, that could happen anywhere in life,
right.
Walking down the street or anywhere. So I don't get it.
Exactly.
So your album,
I don't understand that at all.
Smooth Peanut Butter is available now on all audio platforms. Is there some sort of like QR code that you can get a peanut butter with it?
No, I feel like you got to buy the peanut butter
all right.
And then listen to the peanut butter. And then if you like both of those, you can email me and I'll send you hot sauce. There are ways around this.
All right. That's
especially to my Milwaukee people, because I love Wisconsin. I kind of started headlining in, I started headlining in Appleton, Wisconsin, home of Houdini.
Sure. Yeah.
And then recently started playing Milwaukee, the Improv.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I love that club. But for the longest time, Milwaukee only had a club called JD's Comedy Cafe. And it was run by a biker gang. And the guy is famous for, he, when he would pay you, there was a gun on the table, always. And but I got run out of that club one night when I said something as a joke, and he didn't take it to be that. And he grabbed a baseball bat. I had to fend him off with a chair. And I thought, I think I can take a break from Milwaukee. But now I'm back in November, baby!
You are.
Ooh,
you are.
We can't wait to see you.
Hopefully a Milwaukee Improv crowd will be a little more civil, which I know you played there before, and it's a great club. We've been a number of shows there. So you are there November 8th and 9th, Milwaukee Improv, Smooth Peanut Butter, the comedy album that's out now from TJ Miller. TJ, we appreciate the conversation, the talk about hot sauce, peanut butter, and everything in between, man. Good to talk to you.
Thank you. And listen, one of my favorite viral clips, probably maybe one of the most viral things I've done, is from that show in Milwaukee where I dressed, and I said, I'm going to dress like a Milwaukee person. And I wore a certain kind of shirt, certain kind of pants, and if you can even believe it, it's on my Instagram. It's pinned there, so you can go see it right away. I'm talking about it, and suddenly I see a guy in the front row. He has the same shirt. He's wearing the same shirt and outfit, and he was from just outside of Milwaukee. So, Wisconsin, I have you in my heart.
I was
and
at that
style.
Show. And that was the show that I was at. Yep. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Then there you go. Thank you guys so much, so much, and I'll see you in November.
Sounds good, TJ. Thank you.
All right, bye.